In local news, local sculptor Simon Tefero has been invited to participate in the 21st International Lava Kite Sculpture Symposium in Norway. Symposium Norge is a temporary non-profit event where selected artists and sculptors from around the world are invited to make sculptural art from the Norwegian stone lava kite. This year's group of nine artists are from Germany, Canada, Poland, Serbia, Japan, United Kingdom, Turkey, and of course New Zealand. Simon is the first sculptor from this country to be asked to participate and was chosen from a list of 120 applicants. And the symposium will run from the 1st of July to the 11th of August, and the artists will live on site by the Stalica Quarry in Norway. Progress has finally been made on the Manu Bay breakwall, with stakeholders currently being presented with five options to improve the situation with the breakwall. Situated in a nationally protected surf break, the wall is not allowed to interfere with the surf, but will also have to prevent overtopping, which is something the current wall has been unable to do, with large boulders regularly being deposited on the boat ramp until the council cleared potential boulders away from the position behind the wall a couple of years ago. The proposed solutions are not available to the public yet, but council staff have suggested that $2 million be put aside to solve the problem. In local sport, the Whangarei Fire Rugby League team had a close but successful match against the Ngāruawhia Panthers last weekend, winning 24-20. The result leaves them fifth out of the 11 teams in their division and only their second season in the Waikato Rugby League. The game this Saturday will be against the Hauraki Tigers League Club at 1 p.m. at Rest Hills Park in Hamilton. Meantime, the Raglan Roosters football team will be playing at home this Sunday, taking on Gorkhali FC at 1 p.m. at Papahua. Gorkhali are well and truly at the bottom of the Division 1 table, so it could be another chance for the Roosters to improve their goal difference. In surfing, the New Zealand Grom Series at Gisborne wrapped up last weekend with the Sequence Surf Gisborne Junior Pro being held at Midway Beach. And the under-18 boys, Will Lockhart, made it to the quarterfinals, while Isla G came fourth in the under-18 girls, where Jade Cummins and Amelia Clark competed in the semis. And the under-16 boys, Indica Knox Corcoran, made it to the semis, and Ethan Kirk-Orman to the quarters. Lani Morse wasn't competing in the event, as she has presumably only just returned from the ISA World Games, where she came 17th in the under-16 girls. Despite not being there, she still came second in the New Zealand Grom Series under-16 division. And the New Zealand team at the World Games came 11th overall, with Alexis Owen from Dunedin, the standout New Zealand performer, coming 4th in the under-16 boys. And that is the Rag News for Thursday, the 16th of March.